This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Joining us this morning is Denise from Crown Financial Ministries. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I'm very excited about this. It's a whole new segment. Hopefully, we'll be going for a very long time. Always good to start at the beginning when we're looking at any topic. Today, we're looking at how your background shapes your understanding of money.
Yeah, that's right. Look, what we want to do is actually address your belief systems opposed to, you know, your behaviour. So if you believe that credit cards are a tool for using, between what you spend and what you earn, then that's what you'll do. Like if you've watched your peers do it, you've watched your parents do it, you've watched your siblings do that, then that's what you'll do unless you're taught differently. Now, the same can be said for, you don't save or invest because you believe that, God took care of the people in the desert. They come out of slavery, so he provided manna from heaven, and so I don't need to provide for my future. But what we've got to realise that during that time, that was a really significant time, and that they God miraculously provided for them because they had no other means of earning. Their clothes didn't wear out. However, God never intended that for a long-term solution.
Mm.
So I don't know if has anyone read the book by Andrew Matthews called Being Happy. Now, he gives a really good example in there it's a picture of a iceberg. And the iceberg, two-thirds of it is actually submerged below the waterline and a third is on top. Now, two-thirds kind of represents your subconscious. The third on top represents your conscious behaviour. So your subconscious behaviour will drive your conscious behaviour. So if we're talking about belief systems opposed to behaviour, so you will either act in a productive or counterproductive way, depending on what you believe. So if and how you handle your resources falls exactly into this category as well.
So would you say that every single person already has a belief system for money? Like even if they said, you know what, I don't even have one, you'd be saying, well, subconsciously, the way you grew up has engraved in you a belief system already.
Definitely.
Wow.
Definitely. And so before we can change or, look at even changing, someone's behaviour, you've really got to look at what they believe. So if you're wondering why you behave in a certain way, then, and how you handle your resources, then you've got to actually look at, your belief system. And this is what these segments are about, is really perhaps to open you up to, different type of teaching.
So if, put it to straight to the money aspect, if your parents were good savers, does that mean you will most likely be a good saver as well?
Look, I think it's because whatever's modelled in the parents will be often modelled in the children as well. So my dad was, he was a company accountant. So and he was pretty conservative, I would say. Not that he actually taught us a lot of actual principles, but we certainly did learn that, you save for what you get. You don't put things on credit and all that sort of thing. So I think that does help. However, if you're in a family situation where there wasn't a lot of examples of perhaps budgeting, sitting around the family discussing how to actually save for perhaps a family holiday, then, where have you been taught those principles if it wasn't from your family?
That's true. It's a good point.
You pick it up from society, from magazines, from media, that sort of thing. So that's actually where I've noticed it being really quite big.
I'm looking forward to getting some tips. I'm looking forward to improving how I do the whole money thing in my household. Is it, I think I know the answer to this, I wish I didn't, is it going to be a bit of a quick fix thing, like here's a tip, cool, take that, apply it, or is it going to be a bit of a slow, here's something that you can start to work at, here's something you can start to work at?
Look, I honestly, I wish it was, was as simple as that,
bummer.
But it's
okay.
Not, yeah, look, honestly,
no worries.
I know that when I, even looking at doing a budget, like you can say a simple budget, but a budget still has to be detailed. And honestly, when I looked at ours, it took over 3 days.
Wow.
Now, and I'm saying that didn't take 3 days, but when I actually examined everywhere, every cent was being spent, I did it over 3 days.
Wow.
And so really it's uninterrupted time that you need to actually set aside because you're examining all your bank statements, all your insurances, all that sort of thing.
Okay. All right. We'll explore this and much more and building good habits over a long period of time with Denise from Crown Financial Ministries. Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.